Hello, everybody. Last year, I issued a challenge to every federal employee. If you see a way the government could do its job better, or do the same job for less money, I want to know about it. That was the idea behind the first annual President's Save Award. And in just 3 weeks, we received more than 38,000 responses. Many of those suggestions were included in my budget this year, and several are already well on their way to being implemented. Take, for example, one idea we received from an employee who recognized that the Air Force's cell phone plans don't match their usage patterns. Today, the Air Force is in the process of changing thousands of cell phone plans and allowing employees to customize them the same way families do, saving taxpayers an estimated $2 million a year. Then there's the suggestion we received from a number of folks to switch the default setting for payroll statements from paper to electronic. Right now, we're working to make that happen. And once it's fully implemented, it will save the government about $4 million. These ideas are proof that it pays to take a hard look at the way we do business here in Washington. And it also goes to show that the best ideas often come from the folks on the ground, the men and women who make our federal government run every day. That's why I'm asking each of you to go to saveaward.gov once again and submit your suggestions for saving money, eliminating waste, and boosting performance. And this year, we're also asking you to vote for ideas submitted by other federal employees to help identify the best ways to cut waste and make government run better. Last year, I invited Nancy Fichtner, the first Save Award winner, to the White House to present her entry. I'll be extending the same invitation to this year's winner, so be sure to send in your ideas. Thank you for your service and for helping us make our government more effective, more efficient, and more responsive to the American people.